This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And if you like,
here to catch the waves, or the waves.
Yeah, the waves. There are all kinds of waves. There are waves like I can wave to you, hi, how are you doing? Or the waves in the ocean, catch a wave. Interesting terminology that comes out of the 70s, as I recall, which is when I was, according to some people, at my peak. That's not the case. 70s can have other, the number 70 can have all kinds of influential aspects to it. As far as I'm concerned, it's just a number, boys and girls. We are, in this world of radio, urgently different. I was just reading something. It was directed toward the DJV crew. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, a D of D. Jennifer Horn is here, the J of the DJV experience, and Victoria Keelan is the V. The idea that people, and the radio business is notorious for this, actually, of trying to have somebody do the same thing, only different. How do you do the same thing, but by definition, the same thing isn't going to be different because it's going to be the same thing. But if I, what I did was take as a precursor, as a human being, I stand out. I'm different than most people. And Victoria and Jennifer would be happy to tell you that, and so are people that are close to me. I'm just not the same kind of individual. You've gotten that over the years listening to me. I'm a quirky sort, different, but lovable, still the same. If I don't, I can say that, I suppose, myself. I guess I think I am lovable. I'm likable. But I don't like doing business the same way everybody else does. Thus, I have my own production company, and I can put together a radio program that is different. And that's how we're getting ahead, because we are different. We're not doing what others are doing. I'm not willing to do what others are doing. And so as I decide to change things or continue to change things, it's nice to have your support. And I know that many of you think that you want to listen to the same thing discussed in different ways day in and day out. That's not our bailiwick. Although we will take things like the budget cuts and look at them and see maybe how our philosophy presents itself. But more than not, I'm interested in just bringing issues to the surface, having fun with most of them, and having you understand, I didn't think about it that way. And I'll give you an example of that. There's a situation here in Los Angeles, Jennifer, mm-hmm. where a company called the Sage Auto Group this week was told to pay $3.5 million to settle charges that were brought to them by the Federal Trade Commission. This is government that is appropriate and worthwhile. I think this was a good call. These people own 9 different car dealerships in Los Angeles. The people that own them have been charged with doing all kinds of unfair and deceptive sales and financing practices. Now, we're talking about the car business, folks. We all know, any of us who have bought a car understand what we're dealing with, or at least you better understand what you're dealing with as you go into the dealer, because they're going to try to get you and hook you and screw you 85 ways from Sunday. That's just the nature of the business. But some are worse than others, and this order bars these people from engaging in unlawful conduct when a sale is canceled. As a matter of fact, they have been notorious for not giving back the down payment, that kind of stuff. Or if you were doing a trade-in and the deal falls apart, they keep your car. I mean, I don't understand how they were that brazen. But listen to the tag of a commercial that the Trade Commission said was one of the problems. We all know, we've all heard these commercials, but this is part of the problem, according to the government.
She, it's easy, she. spring Sheehy Ford's big Labor Day sale, you get to write your own deal on 1,500 new Fords. It's easy. We'll show you what we paid. We'll show you the factory rebates and incentives. We'll give you up to 120% of Blue Book for your trade. Then make us an offer. Write your own deal. We're accepting every reasonable offer, guaranteed. Write your own deal through Labor Day in Richmond, Ashland, or Sheehy.com.
Okay, so the only important word in that whole commercial was reasonable. They get to define or decide what's reasonable. So they can say, you write your own deal. Do you know what nonsense that is? You're not going to write your own deal.
You think it's like Priceline for cars.
Yes.
Name your price.
Right. Name your price, we'll take it. Who's not going to take it? So these guys were caught with their pants down. This is Kia of Los Angeles, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Glendale Nissan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
And these are for new cars, right? These are not used
cars? This is a new car dealership.
Yeah.
This is a new car dealership. A Chevy dealership that they own. They own a Hyundai dealership. There are nine different dealerships that they own. And one of them is a Mercedes store. They were absolutely taken over the coals for the advertising they did. One of the things, they started one of their ads with, are other car dealers taking you for a ride?
Uh-oh. So, you know where that's going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I just thought it was interesting. But you see, I think that's an appropriate use. Do you all agree? That's an appropriate use of government influence, Federal Trade Commission, looking at these practices, because people, I mean, look at the court case that I
got.
Wait,
that's appropriate or inappropriate?
Is appropriate for the government to be involved in those things. I think
sure.
It is.
Yeah.
Do you agree? Do you both agree?
Of course. Well, when people are getting screwed, I mean, you know, yeah, that's.
Well, but look at
watch out
I
for
went
your
through
people.
With my mortgage company here in Los Angeles, in California, that I sort of it did get resolved and it sort of was okay. And more in my favor than not. But it still was a lot of harassment, and it was based on a government law that required certain things to happen in the course of negotiating a refi, and they didn't do it. And yet they fought it, and there was credibility I could have lost, and it would have cost me a lot of money under the circumstances. It already had cost me a lot of money. But the government wouldn't take a position. The only position the government would take is that they deemed it illegal to do what this company had done. But then I'm on my own.
Now, quick question. Did you know that they were doing something illegal? Or did you, like, if it wasn't you, because you're someone who reads fine print, if it was an average person who probably
doesn't,
that's
it. That was why they were so angry at me, because I took them to court.
Because you were the guy who figured it out. Right.
I figured it out. Most people gave up and just said,
so, like, pretty much, you know, you were the one out of ten who got them. But, like, the other nine people, you're saying, pretty much would have just fallen victim.
More like one out of 100, because they just don't have these kinds of suits. But everybody should sue the bank. Everybody, any problems you have with a bank, sue them. That's how you. That's the only way you're going to get
anywhere. Sage advice from Uncle
Otherwise,
Dougie.
They'll run you over. 14 past the hour. As long as we're talking about cars, I got a fella here from the Kelley Blue Book who's going to tell you and me and all of us what the best family cars are this year. So that's coming up next here on the DJV Experience.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We welcome to the DJV Experience Jack Nerad, who is one of the expert editors at the Kelley Blue Book. He's in charge of marketing and the editorial work that's done at KBB.com, KelleyBlueBook.com, KBB.com, where you can find an overview of the 12 best new family vehicles. Jack, welcome. The question, a lot of people listening to this right now who are eager to buy a new car, is let's get at this list. Why does Kelley Blue Book take this on? Why do you, as a business model, think that this is important for you to have this information for people? Because basically, excuse me, you're in the used car business, are you not?
Well, that's the common perception, but for, you know, the better part of 40 years, we've also been providing new car pricing, and for the last 20 or so, we have been reviewing new cars and helping people make great car buying decisions, and that's really what we do. Our business changed fundamentally when we went online, and that was in the mid-90s, and, you know, we have evolved to being, you know, car advice for virtually 20 million people a month.
All right, so we've got a lot of families, people who are on the prowl for a new car, and we want to know what your list, the 12 best family vehicles, what's on that list? Who are the cars? Which cars are on there?
Well, the list is in three handy buckets, so that's one way to think about it. There are two-row SUVs, three-row SUVs, and minivans. The big news this year is no family sedans. We've decided that based on where the market is going, that these taller vehicles are where the market is headed, and so that's what we name. So I will run them down really quickly here. Honda CR-V, Subaru Outback, Kia Sportage, and Honda HR-V are the two rows. The three rows are Toyota Highlander, Honda Pilot, Nissan Pathfinder, and Chevrolet Tahoe. And among the best minivans are Toyota Sienna, Honda Odyssey, Chrysler Pacifica, and Kia Sedona. So that is the 12.
All right. So my observation quickly, you got 12 cars, only two of them are American-made. I find that fascinating. Do you find that fascinating?
Well, a lot more of them are American-made. There's only two with American brand names on
brand,
them.
Brand, I'm sorry. Yes, brands, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is kind of fascinating. And what's interesting, too, is the number of vehicles that have import or foreign brand names on them. They're built in the United States because there's a number of them here, and some of them are built in Canada as well. Yeah, it is kind of interesting that they...
So what do you advise people who are looking at this list? Again, it's at KBB.com, the list of the best new family cars of the year. What do you tell people or suggest when they take a car out for a spin? What are you looking
for?
Well,
I think with a family, I would suggest that they take the whole family to the dealership. Now, that has its own issues, right? but I think it makes a heck of a lot of sense to bring the family in and put the kids in the seats where they're going to sit. And, you know, do all the things you would do in a family vehicle. I mean, maybe you can't take it to the soccer game, but you can simulate that. You know, a lot of these vehicles are used for carpooling. I mean, that's how our family has used our three-row Tahoe forever and ever and ever. So I think that's an important thing to do. Then I would say do things like pair your phone to it. Do the things that you're going to have to do that maybe you didn't do the last time you did a test drive. You know, try some of this new electronic safety equipment, you know, without crashing into a wall or anything, you know, do that kind of stuff to make certain that this car suits your family. Because the great thing about this list of a dozen is these are a dozen great vehicles, and in each of, you know, these three buckets, you know, there are four good choices that are pretty comparable. So you're going to find something that fits your family pretty well.
All right, what about the cost of these things? Are they all in the same price range? Because I drive an SUV, but it costs a lot more money than these, and it's not even, I would have laughed if it had gotten on the list here. But I'm looking at price, as I look at some of these brands, we've got $20,000 cars, $30,000 cars. The Tahoe is the most expensive at about $40,000. So what is that? Was that part of what make up the best? How much it cost?
It had something to do with it. I think actually cost to own had more to do with it than the actual cost. But we also wanted a range of vehicles. Like you say, this list starts at about 20. I think the most expensive Tahoe you can get is probably around $70,000-$75,000.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty broad range. And, you know, there's many in between. And as you know, there's a bunch of luxury brand vehicles that are also pretty appropriate for families, but they're kind of beyond the scope of what we were trying to do here,
right,
which is identify great cars for people on various budgets.
Right. Well, popular price is certainly a factor. Okay, it's a great list. Ought to check it out. KBB.com for the list of the 12 best new family vehicles for this year put out by the Kelley Blue Book folks. KBB.com. Our thanks to Jack Nerad from Kelley Blue Book. It's 21 after the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Change after the hour now. Music portion of this hour of the DJB Experience with a focus on some of the tour dates. These continue to be announced. The Summer Plays and Coldplay, who already had announced what they were doing date-wise, has added to the tour, which is kind of cool. If you like Coldplay, I quite like them. They have three new stops on their 2017 Ahead Full of Dreams tour. New shows in Toronto, Edmonton, and here in Los Angeles, Jennifer. The tour will feature guest performances by Beyonce, Tove Lo, Noel Gallagher, and Alina Baraz. Well, I got the first two. I know who they are. I don't know who Noel Gallagher and Alina
He's
Baraz
from Oasis.
Are.
Noel Gallagher is one of the two Gallagher brothers from Oasis, the band from like the 90s and 2000s.
Okay.
British band.
Yeah. And who's Alina Baraz?
I do not know who that is. But yeah. Coldplay is really good about breaking new artists, and they bring a lot of new artists on That's tour with them, and then they sort of, you know, become big deals.
That's cool. Good. So this is going to be actually at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, the added stop here. Yep. They had two shows last August there. Tickets go on sale March 24th, which would be a week from today. Okay, so that takes care of the update on Coldplay. Now let's update Ed Sheeran's announced. Well, he's got a plan, and now he's adding to that as well. He has been put in to the headliner package for the Glastonbury Festival. You may remember I was there last November and stood where they have the festival, which is the old grounds of the monastery. It's a fascinating place. I think the headliner last year was Adele. I can't imagine she wouldn't be involved in her own country again this year. But let's see here.
Well, they do like to mix it up each year, but Adele was the headliner last year, and it's funny, it kind of was a controversial pick for a headliner of a rock music festival, but Adele wins everybody over, and yeah, just loved it.
And she's tough. I mean, it's not like she's, you know, too sappy. She's got some grit to her.
Yeah. So let's see here. The Foo Fighters canceled their appearance there a couple of years ago, and so they'll be here. Ed Sheeran is going to be there. and High and Dry will be there.
Radiohead.
Radiohead will be there, singing High and Dry. Thank you. Yes.
Them too.
This is June 21st to the 25th in Somerset, which is where Glastonbury is. Remember, I had pictures on my Facebook page. I think it was our Facebook page and my Facebook page.
Yeah.
Of the Halloween. I was there Halloween night and a Halloween celebration. And then I took pictures of stuff that was inside the Abbey and, you know, all kinds of other things. That it's a fascinating place, really, and the energy there is fabulous. It'd be even better for some event like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of fabulous, Willie Nelson announcing he's going to do a Farm Aid TV special. When did we go? We went in 2015 to Chicago when we saw not only Willie but Neil Young, Willie's son, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, Alabama Shakes. They're same cast every year. But the Farm Aid concert is going to be on the Access TV channel?
Yeah, Access.
10 o'clock this Sunday night, I think. If I'm not mistaken. 9 o'clock Sunday, Access TV, which is, that's Mark Cuban's cable channel, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yep,
that's right.
Yeah, I can see him supporting this sort of thing. Also,
this would be so great. I've never been to Farm Aid, but this is, I would love to see this. This is definitely going on my DVR.
Sammy Hagar involved in it. Let's see, they're also, Mellencamp is going to be promoting his Sad Clowns and Hillbillies tour, which opens June 5th in Denver. That ought to be an interesting take in and of itself. But watch it on Access TV, and Ryan Seacrest actually is involved in this as well, 10 o'clock on Sunday. Okay, Access TV.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. A gentle touch. You know, think about how most cats are handled. How often do guardians lift them up with one hand, grabbing them somewhere around the middle of their stomach? Poor kitty dangles in the air, and the stress from her body weight is placed directly in the middle of her belly. What would you feel like if you were held this way? I bet you wouldn't like it if you were dangled 6 feet above the ground. It certainly doesn't sound comfortable to me. As a matter of fact, I think it would hurt a lot. How many times have you dropped your cat to the floor from a height of a foot or more? Cats are small creatures, often no larger than a newborn infant. You wouldn't want to handle a baby that way. When you touch your cat, do it ever so gently. A soothing touch will convey a lot of our fragile furball's feelings. She'll come to trust the calm in your hands. She'll know you're sensitive, and she'll feel the concern and love you're transmitting. Especially you guys out there, we have strong hands. So when you play with your cat, be gentle. Just assume they're like a little baby, and you'll find out they won't be afraid of you, and they'll come sit on your lap when you're watching a football game. I'm Warren Eckstein.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5656 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5656.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. see their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
After the hour now, lots going on in this half hour of the DJV experience. Doug, Jen, and Victoria here to share happiness, kindness, goodwill. Think about the candle that is used to light another candle, or 1,000 candles, or 2,000 candles. From a single conversation, many conversations can come. Same thing is true with a candle. I've been reading a lot of the things that Buddha has said. And I find that his whole focus, or the focus of Buddha, is happiness. And it ought to be all of our. We all ought to seek happiness. It's a good thing to have, and it's a great thing to share. So maybe you can share that today. I wonder what Kate Middleton and Prince William are sharing conversationally. Here's something that doesn't equate for me, anyway. Prince William and Kate are having a bit of a marital squabble because he seems to be skipping out with any number of people as he visits with some of his pals. Let's see, he was in Switzerland this week. Not only is shirking his royal duties, apparently, but he's shirking, or you can make an argument that he's shirking his husbandly duties as he puts his arm around all of these various women. Well, two or three different pictures have appeared this week of William and his antics with other women, right?
It appears he was at a nightclub. He was skiing with a bunch of his guy friends and had lunch with the friends and two other girls. One's an Australian model. And then apparently they met up with the two girls again later that night at a nightclub. And then there was another mystery brunette that he was pictured with his arm around her waist. So if I were Kate, I would not be pleased either.
And she apparently isn't.
But you're Kate. I mean, come on. She's so beautiful, please.
Well,
I know, but
what does that mean? The guy, this is another stupid guy who can't.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, look at, his mother, of course, you know, was famously cheated on by the father, so I hope that he's not going down that path.
And she did some cheating of her own, to be fair.
After the fact, sure, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But,
all right, so anyway, and then for the father. See, this is a perfect, thank you for sliding me into a discussion of the constellation theory and other things that go with it. It just shows, for those of you who haven't heard me talking about constellation, it's a program that I've been involved in, exploratory program the past year or so, to find out about my roots and to find out why I am the way I am, and you could do the same thing. But what it basically does is bring you back to your parents, to their parents, to their parents, to their parents. And in this circumstance, let's think about her for a second. Prince William's father was a notorious philanderer, married to Princess Diana, but having an affair that continued with that woman, whatever her name, I can't even remember her name, she's very unattractive, but
Camilla.
Camilla, that's
the
it,
one
right.
He's married to? Yeah.
Yeah, he's married to her now.
Right. And then before that, his father, who was married to the Queen, was noted as someone who, in very quiet, dark corners on strange nights, would be out with other people. It was hush hush, because kind of back then, the same as was the case here in our country, there was this sort of wall of silence. The news media, the press, wouldn't report on things like that. They wouldn't report on FDR and his lady friends, and I mean, it sort of broke when Jack Kennedy was president, but before that, you didn't know about other extracurricular activities that our presidents had, and the same thing was true with the leaders of the royal family in England. So anyway, he comes from a line that would be likely to do that sort of thing. Other people in the news today, Chelsea Clinton, rumored to be interested in running for the Senate. We were talking about her yesterday. Didn't know that she was writing a book called She Persisted, which is basically a story of women, and these are 13 famous women who changed the country as they were persistent. And I think that that's Harriet Tubman, Helen Keller, Nellie Bly. So here's my theory, and you can take it for what my theory is, you take them for what they're worth. This is the four. Whenever anybody wants to get involved in a big political campaign, first thing they do is publish a book. So I'm beginning to think that there may be some truth to, or a little bit of, where there's a little smoke, there's a fire, to her being interested, because whether
even
it's her,
children's books, though? Because this is a
this is
book.
The kids' book.
Right, I mean,
but I still think she wants
puts her
to
in
run.
The limelight. It puts her in the limelight. It puts her out front.
I think if she didn't want anything to do with politics, she wouldn't be tweeting about it. You know, I don't know. I think that she's going to set herself up. The rumor is that Kristen Gillibrand's going to run for president and that she'll run
she's
for the
current
Senate
senator.
Seat.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. And that'd be okay. I think it'd be interesting. Ivanka Trump also in the focus today. Whatever she does, whatever the Trump family does, no matter what, they have no privacy anymore in their lives. Everybody wants to know what Ivanka's doing. So she went to a show of the musical Come From Away, which is about Canadians helping Americans after September 11th. I don't know much about this show. She went to the show with Nikki Haley, the ambassador to the UN. Prime Minister Trudeau was there.
Apparently he invited her, I think.
Yeah.
It wasn't known at the time, you know, what the connection was, but apparently, I guess he invited Nikki Haley and Ivanka to go to the show.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Did you guys, speaking of privacy for the Trumps, did you guys hear about the latest Secret Service scandal?
No.
No.
Donald Jr., so the oldest son, I guess had Secret Service protection, and they were supposed to be watching his 8-year-old, and these guys left their post, and they were taking selfies with the kid while he was sleeping. Isn't that creepy?
Ugh.
I don't know. Like, it's not a big deal, I don't think, to take a selfie. I mean, I think you can still do your job and all of that. But the fact that it's an 8-year-old sleeping is really creepy.
Ugh. Yep. Are you creepy? Are you creepy? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're a bunch of cretins. They're a bunch of cretins. Mm-hmm. Fire them. Sports
Pretty
news
sure
coming up
take
next.
Care of itself.
With the B, I'm sure it will. Biff and Biff with the sports report. After we help you get a great night's sleep, please, 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 if you haven't taken advantage of the wonder of the parachute sheets, please do so. Go to parachutehome.com/DJV. I say please because you're doing yourself a favor. You're going to have the same experience that Victoria has and Jennifer has and Kara has and I've had. The important thing when you choose new bedding is, well, for some people, where is it made? These sheets are stitched in Italy, in a factory. Yep, the people there are getting a fair wage, not being done in Southeast Asia. Other things that are important when you choose new bedding, is it soft? I think the Jennifer and Victoria can do the yeah, yeah for that department. Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, it's a little bit of luxury. I mean, everybody deserves to treat themselves a little bit, and it's a little bit of luxury that you can get without spending a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you're going to use every single night. So it's not like just going out and splurging on a new purse or a shirt that you might only wear every once in a while. These are sheets that you're going to use every single night of your life, and it feels so luxurious.
How many different sets of sheets do you have for your bed? Do you have a king bed or queen bed? What do you have, Jennifer, in your bed?
I have a queen.
A queen.
And I have... Three sets of sheets now. Three I used to have two, but now that with my parachutes, I have three. But I really could keep going back to those.
Mm-hmm.
Same here. We have a queen-size bed, and the parachute sheets are actually our third set of sheets. Mm-hmm. But that's just like Jen said, we've been using them more than the others. I mean, there's a real difference. And, right. I mean, I love the feel of the sheets, and I'm, you know, it's sleep doesn't come that easily for me, so this is something that's definitely helped.
So the suggestion may be, if you find yourself enjoying the comfort of these sheets, I just got another set, frankly, I have a king-size bed on the farm, and I want to have the same experience. So I'm going to have two sets of these. Maybe you might want to get two sets instead of one. Think about that, because the price is so reasonable, the comfort is certainly there, the guarantee, 60 nights, you test run these sheets, use them for 2 months, you don't like them, you send them back, where else can you find that? Try that at Macy's. ParachuteHome.com/DJV will get you in to the catalog, into the order department, and because you're using ParachuteHome.com/DJV, you get free shipping and free returns on their bedding. So order now, not just one set, but at least two, so that you always have the same comfort. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
All right, let's get at some of these sports items. Biff Keelan with the PGA golfer and the alligator.
Golfer like and the alligator. It's a tale of woe.
All right,
sounds
so there was
like a,
a
yeah,
water hazard at the Arnold Palmer Invitational yesterday. Cody Gribble is, I don't know, this guy's a young golfer. What happened?
Well, it sounds like a scene right out of Happy Gilmore with a golfer versus an alligator, but it's bizarre, and the pictures of this have gone viral. What happened was he was making his way up the fairway, and he noticed a very large gator hanging out right near a water hazard. So he did what no one else would have done. He walked right up to the gator and hit it on the tail, and basically it startled the gator, and then it forced the gator to go into the water. But, I mean, people were just astonished. I mean, this could have gone so wrong. unless he's, you know, a guy, I don't know much about him, but unless he's a guy from, like, the bayou and he's used to handling gators, I mean, this was something that was very brazen. Luckily, nothing happened. His golf score wasn't that great at the end of it, but he's now a viral sensation, so.
All right, also in the world of sports, rookie Jaylen Brown of the Celtics playing well. But that didn't keep him from being. A lot of these kids that get on these teams get hazed. Looks like that's what happened to him, huh?
Yes. He found, after Wednesday night's win over the Minnesota Timberwolves in Boston, Jaylen Brown went to his car to drive home and found that the entire car was filled with popcorn. Not bags of popcorn, actual popcorn. The whole car was completely full, like a clown car. And he put it on Instagram and said, good one, I was going to watch a movie tonight anyway. So he had a good sense of humor, but yeah, it was a good prank.
I would be so mad.
From today, or is it 2 weeks from tomorrow? 2 weeks from this weekend, the first baseball game of the season. I believe it's 2 weeks from this weekend. Hoo-ah.
Sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So all are right, we going to go to a game? Come on.
Do you want to go to a game? We'll go to a game.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, okay. Food news brought to you by the vine-ripened tastiness of Tasty Lee tomatoes, certified as heart-healthy. Go to the grocery store, get Tasty Lee tomatoes, ask for them by name. Better yet, order them online at tasty-lee.com. You've heard us talk about how thrilling it is to bite into one of these things, just like an apple. It tastes sweet and tangy. It's kind of got a personality. I mean, think of a tomato as a personality, but tomatoes have personality. Fruits and vegetables have personalities. They either taste really good or they taste really bad. These taste very good, because they have a happy life. I know it sounds kind of silly, but yeah, plants and animals have happy lives as well as people do. Tasty Lee tomatoes for the big games, great for snacks, great for pasta recipes, great for dinner. There are all kinds of things that you can do. The healthy recipes that you would like to use, you can find when you visit tasty-lee.com. That's tasty with an I, -lee.com. Tasty Lee tomatoes, available in your favorite grocery store, or for you to order as well. I find it interesting in the food news today to note that Starbucks is now bottling their favorite drinks. Starbucks, most people go there for coffee, though, not for cold brews. Or is this something new?
I go for the tea. The cold brew is a huge deal.
Yeah,
is
it? It's coffee. It's iced coffee that's brewed cold. So they don't use hot water to brew it. It's their own system called cold brewing, which actually gets more flavor out of the coffee somehow.
So do you get it in a bottle? Is it you just go in and say,
yeah.
So they probably make it one.
Oh, no, at Starbucks, it'll come in the regular Starbucks cup, you know, over ice. But if you, but now that they're expanding into the grocery stores, you can get all your favorite drinks now bottled.
It's a great business model, man. Those people are very smart, that's for sure. Starbucks in the focus on food news at 10 before the hour.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious
Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour. Want to do some traveling? There's the place each week where we get down to the nitty-gritty. This week in travel has seen questions about visas and whether they'll be required to go visit Europe soon. We'll find out the answer to that with Pauline Frommer from the Frommers.com website, Frommer's Travel Guide. Also, some of the specials in sea cruises and other items of interest as we have time. That'll come right up in a moment here on the DJB Experience.
China. Just saying that word makes you want to pack your bags, doesn't it? The longest continuous civilization in the world is a place of iconic sights and unending fascination. Hi, I'm Pauline Frommer of the Frommer Travel Guides, here to tell you that you can see China's most important sights in comfort without breaking the bank when you travel with Smart Tours. In business for over 20 years, Smart Tours is currently offering a very smart 15-day tour called China Highlights and Undiscovered Wuhan. For just $2,399, it includes international airfare from Los Angeles, $100 more for flights from New York. It will take you to Beijing to see the Great Wall of China and the Forbidden City, the famed Terracotta Warriors in Xi'an, on a Yangtze River cruise, and most intriguingly, to 2,000-year-old Wuhan with its Taoist temples and world-class museum. Included is all transportation within China, 27 meals, 4 and 5-star accommodations, excellent English-speaking guides, and a luxury cruise. But it gets better. That price includes an early booking discount of $500 off if you book by May 4th. Use the code FROMERS100 to save an additional $100. To take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime deal, go to smarttours.com/FROMERS. That's smartours.com/FROMERS. And don't forget to use FROMER100 for $100 off.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
the enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem, kill them all.
Who is the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
All right, we have 56 past the hour. Thanks to Pauline Frommer for being here from the Frommer Travels Guides at Frommer.com. One of the stories that you're carrying this week is an answer, or at least addressing the questions as to whether or not Americans are going to have visas to get to Europe. What do you make of this, and how much value are you placing in the question?
Well, you know, the European Union has a checks and balances system, just like we do here in the United States. And one part of that system is angry at the United States. And so this is a tit-for-tat move. Basically, we are requiring Bulgarians and Poles and several other countries to have a visa to visit the United States. So the European Parliament has passed a resolution saying, Americans, you want to come here? We're going to make you get a visa. But they're not the body that requires visas. That's the European Commission, and the European Commission is saying, wait, hold on, this is going to really mess with our tourism industry. So will it happen? Well, the European Parliament is saying, okay, we're going to take this to court and force your hand, European Commission. And it's all a little complicated. We have it on Frommer's.com. Bottom line, we'll know in the next couple of months. So if you're traveling to Europe, look at news sources, look at Frommer's.com. We're covering this. It could happen. I don't know what will happen. It's it's an interesting and odd thing.
My guess is it will not happen. It won't happen because it'll get into the, you know, this is their bread and butter in many of these countries. Yeah. All their tourism is their big deal.
We'll see. The European Parliament was pretty firm, but I have to agree it really would mess with their economy. It's not in their best interest to do this.
All right. You have some interesting things that are posted from Frommer.com about sea cruises.
Well, they're very interesting. Celebrity has just announced they're going to have something called a magic carpet on their ships. That's going to be a deck cantilevered out over the water. And when you have to take a little boat to shore, the deck is going to go down. So you'll have a nice place to stand while you're waiting for the little boat. When you don't, the deck is going to go up, and it's going to turn into a restaurant. So you'll get to have meals surrounded by the ocean. I think that's so cool. This will come probably in the next year or so, but what an interesting innovation, don't you think?
Yeah, that is interesting. I'm not much on cruising because there are too many people on these boats for me, but it is there are a lot of fun things to do, depending. There's so many different choices now, and I'm sure that you cover that as well at Frommer's.com. So check out the sea cruises, other information that's there. It's Frommer's.com with two M's, Pauline Frommer at the Frommer's Travel Guide. Thank you, Pauline. It's 59.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.